of our mistakes, the last mistakes, the result of mistakes. You know, there's a lot of words in the King James Bible that was not an English word when the Bible was translated in, or the finished translation came out in 1611. There was no word for mistake. The Bible used the word error, or error. E-R-R-O-R, or just to make a mistake, was to err. E-R-R. So when I use that word in the message today, it means mistakes. It means something you did that was not wise, something that created problems, something that you suffered as a result of, something that you had to reap. And after all, the Bible does say in Galatians 6, 7, and 8, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, whatever you do, you're going to reap it. You may come back and tell God it was a mistake. But let's listen at the word of God in Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, beginning in verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven and thou upon earth, therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. When you make God a promise or a vow, don't defer to pay it. And defer means don't delay. Don't delay payment to God when you open your mouth. When you said, God, if you'll help me, I'll do something for you. And you begin to itemize the list of the things you'll do for God, for His help, for His beneficence, for His continued response to your needs that you know God can do for you, and you know in your condition it's not being done. Lord, if you'll do it for me, I'll do this and so for you. All right, he said, when you make that vow to God, don't you defer to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Don't you tell the angel that heard you. Tell God that bold statement that if you'll heal my baby, if you'll give me a job, if you'll supply our needs, if you'll replace the old car that just conked out, drop dead, as Brother Brown likes to say. There's all kind of things that in our spiritual life and social life and family life, we have breakdowns. We have necessities that arises. We have crises that come upon us. And in those times of crises, we cry out to God and say, God, if you'll help me, I'll give more to your work. I'll pray more than I prayed. I'll quit monkeying around like I've been fooling around, not going to church regular. I'll go to church regular. I'll start having family prayer with my family. I'll start teaching my children the Bible. And you, all these all kind of vows you can make. If you help me to sell something, Lord, I'll give you half of it, like a fella here, sitting here did. And he did it. Praise the Lord. That's the vow. And he says, when you make that vow, there's an angel, there's a big old angel of God there listening to you make it. And after you make it, don't come back later and say, hey, angel, rub that off the record. That was a mistake. I didn't mean that one. Too bad. Too bad. God don't have no tolerance and no long-suffering and no patience with you. He said, don't you come back when you've opened your big mouth and tell the angel it was a mistake. Wherefore should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? Things will get worse. They won't get better. And as many Christians laboring under broken vows, they open their mouth, they uttered something to God, God wrote it down, and he said, don't you defer payment. You told me you were going to do that. I've given you enough of time. Now pay up, or I will put a curse upon you and destroy the work of your hands. Your labor will be wrought in vain. and God will be angry at your voice. Your prayer will not avail or prevail with God any longer. Your prayers won't work. I wish a lot of Christians could get that through their heads today, that many of their distresses and unanswered prayers are the result of their promising or making vows to God and not paying. They opened their mouth and they didn't pay God. They made the mistake and God holds them accountable for it. I was up north in a revival meeting two or three years in New York City. I stayed in a Holiday Inn. When I came in that night, they had lost my reservation. I had a reservation well in advance, but they'd lost it. I'd be there for 2 nights. Lord, that price was high. Cost $56 a night for one room, one single. When they took me to the room, they said, well, we forgot your reservation, but we got a room we're going to put you in that the workmen had been working on it today. They put me in that room. There was nothing clean but the bed. I've slept there. The bathroom was dirty. The floor was dirty. They'd been rubbing the walls and putting plaster on them, and the carpet was all messed up. So when I started to pay up, I told the lady at the desk, I said, I am not paying full price for that dirty room I slept in. You lost my reservation, and I'm not paying you full price. Well, I'll get the innkeeper. I said, well, get the booger. I want to talk to him too. Got that old innkeeper out there. I said, I'm not paying you no full price for that dirty room. You lost my reservation. It's your fault. Well, don't you allow for mistakes? I said, I allow for my mistakes, and you allow for your mistakes. See? Well, you say, don't God allow for mistakes? Yeah, he allows for his, but you allow for yours. You pay for your mistakes, and God will pay for his in case he'd make one. Well, he don't make any, but some folks think he did. You look at some people and you think he made a mistake. I'll tell you for sure, when you made that booger, you sure made a mistake, Lord. But we're not God and we can't judge God. We don't have any right to question God for what he did. I look at rattlesnakes. Boy, you sure fouled up on that one, Lord. Look at mosquitoes, sand flies, sand fleas, and things that torment you during the summertime. Lord, why did you do that? Well, we don't have any real good reason for asking him why. We've got a lot of reasons to leave God alone and accept what he's done. But when I went to pay the man, he said, well, what do you propose? I said, I'm going to pay you half, and that's all I'm paying you. And he put the price down to half. I had a lady there from New York that came out. She said, I want to pay your motel bill. When are you going to leave in the morning? She came the next morning. There's a black lady there that heard me on the radio and liked me and says, I want to be there and pay your motel bill. And I told him, I said, this lady's going to pay it, but I don't want her to have to pay full price. I don't care if it was a millionaire there going to pay it. It's the principle of the thing. You be responsible for your mistakes, and I'll be responsible for my mistakes. You want to make me responsible for yours and everybody else's? No way, buddy. You take your responsibility. Well, that's just the way God has put it to you and I. Don't be rash with your mouth. Don't go around making mistakes, or you're going to have to live with them. David cried out in Psalm 19 and verse 12. He says, who can understand his errors? Who can understand his mistakes? Now, if you want to look at that incorrectly, you'd say, well, how in the world is anybody going to know about mistakes and why he made them and how to prevent mistakes and so forth? That's not what he said. He said, who can understand your mistakes? Who can understand the recklessness of a mistake, the consequences of a mistake, and what's going to happen as a result of your mistake or my mistake? Who can understand them? Oh, Lord, we go through life reaping what we sow, suffering because of our errors, our mistakes that we made one to another before God. You look at many people today in America, they're brokenhearted, they're suffering, they're miserable, they're defeated, They're almost destroyed for mistakes that they make. And then you hear preachers preaching, well, everybody makes mistakes. No, they don't. Not those kind of mistakes that destroy you and make you miserable and sorrowful and make you reap a legacy of destruction and all of that. No, you don't have to make them kind of mistakes, because in the Bible, I want to show this to you. This is beautiful. In Daniel, the 6th chapter, here was a man that served God, and he didn't even have all the grace and all that we have today. He said in Daniel 6 and verse 3, Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes in the kingdom of Darius, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm.